about the heart lately, and I'm gonna kinda make issue with something Nick was talking about before we go there, before we go to about the heart. But it was, remember I said last week, you know, the story of Moses, and I didn't get to that. But Moses, you know, the children of Israel was in bondage, what, 400 years, and they began to cry out to the Lord, you know. And Moses went before the Lord, and you know what the Lord told him? He said, you tell him that I am that I am. Well, one interpretation of that is, I will become what I need to become to deliver you.
Amen.
I will become whatever I need to become to deliver you.
Amen.
Jesus, he set that up himself.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
And it made the Pharisees mad, they ripped their clothes off, you know. Mm-hmm. But you know who else in the New Testament said that? Paul. In the Corinthians there, I am that I am. Paul come to the point, you know, that's the fourth stage of the heart. That's the fourth stage of the heart. When you get to where you are, who you are, to deliver people. Bring the gospel to them. You bless me so much here, like we used to talk about you saying, you know, everywhere I go, I witness. Mm-hmm. That's God. That's right. That's where he wants you to be. That's right where you are. But we're going to talk about stage one this morning. This morning I'm kind of getting, but that's where your heart needs to be.
Yes, amen. Sir.
Amen.
But Matthew chapter 13.
Praise you.
Jesus gives us a parable of the hearts. And then it says here in, let's see what verse it is. About 3 here.
Matthew 13:3.
He said, consider this. There was a farmer who went out to sow seeds, and he cast his seeds, and some fell among the beaten path, and the birds came and ate it up. Well, let's flip over to 19, and he explains this. He said, the seed that fell on the beaten path represents the heart of one who hears the message of the kingdom realm, but does not understand it. And then the adversary comes and snatches away that which was sown in his heart. Here a couple of weeks ago, I was talking to this young man about the gospel. And he'd been in church, I won't say totally different denomination. His mama used to make him go to church. And he would tell about how his mama, even now, when he'd go home to see her, she'd try to trick him into going to church, you know. And he just said, kept on telling me, I don't understand this about the church. Well, I really hadn't studied this out yet, but I seen, you know, that was just the enemy, the devil, in his heart. He had no understanding. You know, he had no understanding. So people that don't understand, you can automatically tell, bingo, that's the devil's guy. Okay. Well, is there hope for those folks? Sure there is. Let me tell you a little story here first. You know, the Bible talks about the evil heart. Unbelief associated with evil heart. Let me tell you a story about years ago, right when I got saved. I've been saved 6-8 months there, going to a Assembly of God over in Center Point. And I was a usher, you know. And this young lady come to me, and anyway, she hadn't been saved long, you know, about like me, and she says, you know, I keep getting these, hearing these voices, these ugly words in my mind. And I don't know what to do about it. You know, I wasn't too deep in the word myself, so I said, well, let's go find Pastor. So I go look for Brother Dan, you know, and I was thinking to myself, he gonna cast the devil at her. anyway, as we was going, I got a thought, thinking, if he casts the devil out of her, he's going to have to cast the devil out of me, too. I get some ugly thoughts in my mind. Even though I was born again, talking in tongues at the time, those thoughts would come. So just cause thoughts come, these birds, you know, I think these birds Jesus is talking about here, thoughts, you know, sometimes you can't figure out God. He's talking about unbelief heart, but birds, you know, these thoughts but let me talk to you young kids. If you get an evil thought, don't think you ain't saved. If you confess Jesus as Lord, and made him Lord, and you ever get an evil thought, don't let the devil work on your mind and say, well, you ain't saved. You'll grow in that. But anyway, Pastor Dan told her, he said, you know, about casting down imaginations, this and that and other. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, that's good. But you know, over the years as I've lived that out, sometimes you can be way over in imagination before you can even think about that. You ever been there?
Mm-hmm.
You ever been
there? Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I found personally is just the washing of the water of the Word.
Yes,
to
amen.
Get rid of them thoughts that come, you know.
Amen.
And, but anyway, we're going to talk about the cure for, you say, an evil heart, was there any cure for it? Sure there is. And it's right here in Proverbs 8. We'll go there. It says, can't you hear the voice of wisdom? And who's wisdom? Christ. Christ
Amen.
Is our wisdom. The Lord Jesus is our wisdom.
Amen.
It says, from the top of the mountains of influence, she speaks into the gateways of the glory city. That's the church speaking there. At a place where pathways merge at the entrance of every portal. There she stands ready to impart understanding. Wisdom brings understanding. Shouting loud to all who enter, preaching her sermon to those who will listen. Let me go back and tell you about this boy I was witnessing to. He said, if you don't understand, you don't understand. I said, well, I'm going to make it real simple for you. I said, Jesus Christ went to the cross for you, mm-hmm. died and give his life for you, to wash away your sins. It's that simple. You know, first he was talking about simplicity.
Yes.
And I could see the light come on for just a second there. And I remember that. But you know, this wisdom cries out. It says, listen to me and you will be prudent and wise. For even the foolish, fool says in their heart there's no God, and the feeble can receive an understanding heart mm-hmm. that will change their inner being. The meaning of my words will release in you the revelation for you to reign in life. My lyrics will empower you to live by what is right. For everything I say is unquestionably true, mm-hmm. and I refuse to endure the lies of lawlessness. My words will never lead you astray.
Mm-hmm.
Wisdom pours out when you begin to hate every form of evil in your life.
Yeah.
And that worship and fearing God, and that's what worship and fearing God is all about. Mm-hmm. It says, then you will discover that your pompous pride and perverse speech, are the very ways of wickedness that I hate. You will find true success when you find me, for I have insights into wise plans that are designed just for you. I will show my love to those who passionately love me. That's mm-hmm. what Mary just told you, Meg.
Mm-hmm.
For they will search and search continually until they find me. Unending wealth and glory come to those who discover where I dwell. Where does he dwell? He dwells in your heart.
Amen.
I lead you in the ways of righteousness to discover the paths of true justice. Those who love me gain great wealth and a glorious inheritance. And I will fill their lives with treasures.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the Lord tell us our treasures was? In our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, He loves saving people. I love saving. But I want to share this with you. I got a minute left. We're going to do this right quick. Lord, put on my heart this week those, some of the youth, Shane, Kimberly, and remember all my daughter, Stephen, you know, and you know how they just, and it's not, if they just die, they die and go, I ain't saying nothing like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, they're not going to come into the best the Lord has for them.
Amen.
Unless they get back in church.
Amen.
And the Lord put on my heart, and I pray for them some this week, but you know, one put a thousand fly and two 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of us in here.
Amen.
But the Lord wants us to call them back.
Amen.
Those
Amen.
That's been gone. So we're going to take about 30 seconds here and call them back, and then Miss Mary's
right.
going to come on back. So y'all pray in the spirit
for whatever you want to do,
because they're right quick for all these young ones.
Who Marina.
Steve, Kimberly, her sister,
Jennifer,
Shane, David, the brother.
Yes.
And they's just, Lord knows the heart. He knows all those youth that need Christ. And there's a bunch of them out there. Just, so Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we by the power of the Holy Spirit, we call those youth back. Those that's kind of went astray, we call them back in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That you will fill their hearts with life.
You know what I mean?
And that they'll come and see how good you are. And they'll come and taste and see the goodness of the Lord our God.
Truth. Yes, they're Lord, born again and they love you. Hallelujah. Refreshing of the things of God. Oh, glory. We bind up evil saints placed in them, and they know they need to assemble together to get them. They want you, Lord. They desire you with their whole heart. They're seeking you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You love them and the kids. You love them and the kids. You love them and the kids. You love them and the kids.
Don't
forget that promise. I will save you and your whole household.
Relationships now.
Yes, Lord.
And bring a godly person alongside to water the seed that has been planted in the hearts of these children. I ask you and demand it of you, because I use my faith, Father, to grab your promises and pull them into reality. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, in Jesus' name.
Hey, Lord.
From the throne room, Lord Jesus. On the throne. Let your mercy
flow.
Yes, Lord, your mercy flow.
Let your will flow.
Open the
floodgates. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
Open the flood.
Oh, the love of
Jesus
God.
Jesus,
heaven.
Let it rain.
Yes.
Fire, spirit.
Thank you.
So awesome.
You know what I mean?
Open the floodgates. Heaven, hell, we need the rain.
Thank you for sealing.
Till we're never the same. Oh, open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain,
Jesus.
Let it rain on me. Open the floodgates.
Most important person on this earth, and that we be led and guided by him. You know, as I tell you, when he said, until our sons and daughters prophesy, you know, over in the book of Acts, it says God is going to do a refresher. And God's going to do a refresher for his people. Simply, when they cry, not just, I mean, y'all was crying out this morning, and it's not, it's letting them know that, hey, we're serious, we really want it.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Now, it's not that we have to beg and ask him for it. His hand is on the switch, waiting to pull it. But he can't put it out on people that's not really steward correctly. So, he's waiting on the people. I am not going to be able to teach what I wanted to teach this morning. I was going to add the mouth. We talked about the eyes and the ears last Sunday and how the Holy Spirit used those. And I was going to talk about the mouth because this is also the year of the mouth. Just like you open up your mouth to call those young people back. The mouth is very important this year. I know the eyes and the ears are important, but the mouth is very important.
Amen.
And so I won't teach on that today, but I'm going to back out, and I'll do that in the future after the students' day. I'll probably come back in and teach that. But I want us to understand what, I'm just going to do this and sit down and give it to Apostle, because I'm out of my time. And it came to pass in the last day, says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Now, one thing I want you to know, that God is not prejudiced. Amen. He said all flesh, black flesh, white flesh, Chinese flesh, all flesh.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Preach it, girl.
And said, on your sons and daughters shall prophesy.
Amen.
And your young men shall see vision, and the old men shall dream dreams, and on your servants and on your handmaiden. I will pour out those spirits. I will pour out my spirit. Ha, ba, ba, ba. And they shall prophesy. So we are a prophetic generation. So that's where the mouth come in at. And I'm going to teach that. You know, we are a prophetic generation. I'm not saying you're in the office of a prophet. But you got to learn how to use that mouth for more than just telling somebody off or how you feel. We have to use it in a different way. But one of the things I wanted to show you about this scripture that we hadn't really seen before, this scripture is joining the generations together.
Yes, amen.
This is a scripture
amen.
That I just read.
Preach.
It's joining
like
the generations together. You know, some people say, oh, millennium generation, this generation, that generation, we can't get them in there. But the outpouring is going to join the generations together.
Amen.
We're going to see the old, the young, the joining of generations. Okay, I'm out of my time. Apostle, come on up. Way out of my time. So come on up, Apostle. But Vashakaya, you are a prophetic generation. You don't stand in the office of a prophet, but you're going to have to learn how to prophesy something. Just like you calling those children back. That's prophesying out your mouth. And we're going to have to learn how to do that because we are a prophetic generation. He said, servants, handmaidens, that includes you. Because when somebody asked me, said, well, I know he said our sons and daughters, but where are we are in the outpouring? I said, if you're not a servant, if you want to be a servant or a handmaid, whichever one you want to take, if you want to be an old a man, I said, everybody is included in the...
Yes, amen.
The church is right there in the outpouring. Mm-hmm. Everybody. And the joining of those generations together, can't nobody do that but God.
Amen.
That's a God thing.
May I make a comment before you start? Your 15 minutes has changed in Mary's. And David's changed my life, but here's the thing. If we don't warn people to be careful of their relationships, those relationships that are not godly need to be severed.
Amen.
We need to tell people that up front, because they will sow tares into the wheat that you have sown in the hearts of these people in that 15 minutes. Yep. Ask God to, in praying, tell them, sever those relationships. Yep. Because God told me a long time ago, he says, you will rise or fall to the level of the people you deal with on a daily basis. Yep. So I am very careful about my relationships. Yep. Please.